Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love, seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. Today, we're gonna be talking about crucial part of digital product sales, and especially if you want to establish more of a passive strategy, then this one will play a big role. And of course, it's email marketing. But even more specifically, I want to talk about one email marketing sequence that I have established that I myself am incredibly proud of because it has made the most sales and has ultimately been the most important email sequence I have in my whole marketing strategy. And before we dive into that, I have to give a quick But before we dive into that, I have to note that I do have some construction work happening today here in the background. It's coming and going, and I'm not sure if it's gonna be heard or not. It's quite loud, but I hope it will not interrupt this episode and you will never know of it. Or maybe I'll just be very lucky and in the time of recording, there will be no sounds in the background whatsoever, because I don't know what it is about me, but when I hear anything in the background, I just cannot focus anymore, like at all. But this is a good this period of time when there's a lot of construction happening around us because the summer season has ended. It's a great time for me to practice working through the noise. I live in a very quiet area, so it's not all that common that there's a lot happening in the background. Okay, so let's jump right into it. The one sequence that ultimately has been the most profitable email sequence that I have is my long-term sequence for everybody who has joined my list. They have gone through the freebies, they have gone, you know, maybe they enrolled in a freebie and they have like gone through the welcome list related to that specific freebie. Maybe they have already purchased a product and they have been welcomed in my space through the product. Whatever is the case, ultimately all roads lead to this one ultimate list that I have set up where everybody who enters my mailing list, and actually that hasn't always been true, but as of now, everybody who enters my mailing list ultimately will land in this list. And basically, it's just a never-ending nourishing sequence. And what it practically means is that I have gathered emails that I have been sending out for years every single week. And that also might be a bit of exaggeration. I probably haven't really sent out emails every single week. But I mean, I have done my best, okay? I have sent out a lot of emails. And basically, I have taken a look at which emails have done the best, which ones have had the most opens, which ones have had the most sales, which ones I have received replies on, and so on. And potentially, which ones have triggered like some conversations as well. And then I take those emails that I send out like manually weekly. I mean, I do schedule them, but ultimately I do plan them. You know, I sit down and batch create them. Then I evaluate them and I put them into this one sequence. So whoever joins me later, after this current email has gone out, they will still receive it, but they will receive it in this ongoing sequence. Now let's talk about some important practicalities, because this does mean that most people will receive overlapping emails from me, at least for some time being. So realistically, how it works is that first of all, there's that first phase of the journey when somebody joins my mailing list, they do go through any sequence that they have enrolled in, right? Either it's a freebie or a paid product, they will go through that first. Then after that, they get tagged, and this tag leads them into this never-ending sequence. And I call it never-ending sequence, but honestly, obviously, there is a number to it. At this point, I don't know how long it lasts, but it must last like at least a few days. But along with this list, so they get tagged and they now receive this never-ending list. But along with this list, I also send out weekly emails. And these weekly emails, so sometimes I have been sending out 2 weekly emails. Now I have narrowed it down to 1. Honestly, in the time of recording this, I have been rather lazy. I haven't been writing that many emails altogether. This is probably the first time when I have kind of fallen off that train. But I do plan to get back to it. So ultimately, whoever joins my list and is in this never-ending list right now, receiving these weekly, like past weekly emails, basically, they are also receiving my current weekly emails, right? So realistically, this means that there may be an overlap. I have not worked on like the backend setup as hard to like establish that there will be no overlap whatsoever. There are ways how I could avoid that, but I don't know, I haven't really found the need to avoid it. So ultimately, most people will receive at least 2 weekly emails from me. And yes, there is a chance that they will be received on the same day, which is probably something I should try to avoid. But ultimately, I haven't really seen it cause any harm for me per se, so I have left it be as it is. One of my biggest takeaways for you here with this list is, first of all, repurpose the emails that you are sending out, either it's monthly or it's weekly. Use those emails that you have already written and create them in this sequence. So whoever wasn't there in time when that email was sent out, they can still receive it. The next bigger thing that really has made all the difference is that it's gonna keep selling even when you are not actively participating. Even if you're not showing up for your emails, even if you forgot to write one, or you know, you are scheduling emails, but there's a specific product you are not really actively talking about, but you do have it in this never-ending list. So ultimately, there will always be information coming to your customers from you, and they always are learning about you, even when you are not actively, well, kind of actively participating in it per se, right? Ultimately, this list also works as a consistent reminder to your customers about you, even if you are sending out those weekly emails, or you have bi-weekly emails, or there's any other schedule you follow. Or maybe you literally just send out an email in like specific times or specific dates when you feel like it, right? So there will be that plus this never-ending sequence where your audience can learn more. And the best part of it, I have to say that the best part of it is something that I have experienced right now. So for the past like month or two, I have been very slow with showing up. I haven't felt as much passion and excitement to be talking about things. And you know, in over years, in like over a decade of working online, I have found that to be quite okay. It happens from time to time. And I don't want to push myself. I don't want to push myself to be writing emails that don't really turn out so good. I don't want to push myself to be showing up in a way that like doesn't feel exciting for me, right? And this is that time when, without even looking at that list, without following what is happening, I'm not like receiving information about who has subscribed, who is reading, who is opening, how many opens there are. I don't care. It's all just happening in the background. And of course, you also have to be strategic about these emails. But if you're just getting started with that, I would start with the emails again that you have already written. But then additional to that, consider what are these products or offers or any other mentions that you do want to put in these emails, and make sure that you plan for that as well. You can create within this email sequence small campaigns. So for example, if you have an evergreen product, like you have a mini course, a masterclass, or anything else, within this never-ending sequence, there can be time when there are like 3 emails going out back to back about this specific product, about this specific offer, right? So this way, your audience is getting like these promotional windows without getting overwhelmed of potentially always being sold to. And without, again, you actively actually participating in it. You don't actually have to like now plan for campaigns, set the date, you know, do the whole ordeal, because it can be very overwhelming. And it's exciting if it's something you want to be doing, but at the same time, it can take a lot of time, it can take a lot of energy, a lot of planning, creativity, and so on. So if you do all of that in advance and just let your email marketing be, ultimately, once you have this never-ending list done, you can take a step away from your business for however long you want to, well, for however long the list runs, right? And if you still have more passive touch points with your audience, for example, I have blog posts, I have my Instagram where I am posting quite many posts as well, I have Pinterest, that is also something that is always going there in the background. So if you do have some other more passive touch points with your audience, there can still be new people enrolling, and that's how those passive sales will be happening, even if you're not actively participating. But if you are present, if you're writing the emails, promoting the things, and so on, this kind of email sequence will just help you to be even more present in the eyes of your customers, in the eyes of whoever's on your mailing list. They will remember your name more easily. They will understand exactly what it is that you can give to them. Plus, just realistically talking, for example, I go through seasons of what I want to and don't want to be talking about. There are specific topics that sometimes I just get like really into, and I could be talking about them for days, right? And then I don't really get that drive anymore. So instead of my audience like kind of waiting for me to talk about it at some point, maybe, I just have it taken from that time, like when I was really inspired, when I was really into this topic, I just take those emails, put them in that list, and my audience is receiving them. Now, one other important thing that I haven't yet discussed is how often these emails are going out. And realistically, the simplest answer here would be to say once per week, right? So you will set the gap, like what is like the waiting time delay, I guess that's how it's called in email marketing softwares, most likely. I mean, it depends on which one you're using. So there will be that option to set delay between the emails, right? So you send one, then you wait like 7 days to send the next one, and so on. So doing one email per week would be probably the reasonable way to go. I have actually done a bit more frequent emails. So I think there's a gap of like 5 days between the emails. And my reasoning for this is not only to like send out more emails, but also to make sure that if they are receiving my weekly emails don't always overlap with this email sequence. Because if the email sequence has the gap of 5 days, that day when they receive the email will always be different, but the day when I send my weekly email is always the same, right? So even if sometimes they do receive that email, like 2 emails per day, which is not something I specifically would promote, but if that is something they receive by kind of accident, it doesn't happen all the time and it is not repeated. So my general suggestion for you is to make sure that you do have some general sequence, and this is something that can be taken from already existing emails. If you're not writing your emails consistently just yet, what are you waiting for? Email marketing can definitely be great in making digital product and in general online offer sales. So I would definitely focus on figuring out how to grow a mailing list if you haven't just started. But if you do have a list and you're not really active on it, set yourself a schedule that you can follow. And now from there on, use those emails, like repurpose them into this ongoing sequence. And if you don't have any other sequences set up already, it will be even simpler, because then whoever joins your list will just automatically get in on this one. And setup wise, it will really depend on the platform. For some, it will be quicker and easier for you to set all of this up. For others, it might be a bit more complex, but ultimately it's just a matter of being very clear about what is your customer flow and understanding how you can set that up on your chosen email marketing software. Now that will be it for me for this time, and I hope to see you in the next episode.